This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Pretty good. We're live.
Oh. We're on the internet? Okay, yeah. It's time to get like Islamic or something. Okay. All right, so we're going to keep reading this book that keeps you awake at night. So I'm going to finish this introduction. I am committed to finishing this introduction.
Inshallah.
I think it's cool, and I'm going to force you to think that it's cool.
Okay.
Okay. Because that's what good Islamic supposed to do.
Can you zoom in on that?
Huh?
It's kind of far. I mean, I have 20 minutes reading it just for Mary, though, because I can see it.
Yeah, I could full screen it. Hold on. Even then, it's going to be small for you. It's pretty far.
Nah, it'll be pretty good for me.
No, it's yeah, I can't do it. Okay, so you know what? I'm going to give you. Where were we? Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. You don't have to see it. You can just listen.
It's all good. Okay. Well, my game plan didn't work. I
can't
open up on the book.
Yeah. Well, Jawab, so he started talking about kind of a side question, which is not as important, but he did mention a pretty interesting concept in there. We're going to, you know, talk about that. Let's see. So in Arabic, their numbers are weird, mm-hmm. Totally weird. Okay. So when you have one car, mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, let's say Sayara Wahida, mm-hmm. Right? Sayara Wahida, it's one car, mm-hmm. Right? And two cars is Sayara Thani, mm-hmm. Sayara Thani, Ithnatani. You don't have to add the ithnatani because ani is already two. You guys already know that, yeah. Right? So, okay, one and two, right? But when it comes to three, they make it mudaf mudaf ilayh. Okay? And I won't teach you the grammar of that, but I want to show you something. Thalathu sayyaratin. Okay? Mm-hmm. Thalathu sayyaratin. Now, notice the sayyarat is plural. Mm-hmm. Okay? So this was singular. Mm-hmm. And then when it came to three, it became plural.
Yeah.
Okay? They do this until 10. So 3 to 10, whatever you're counting, they're going to use the plural. Mm. So it's going to be cars, yeah. Right? But when they get to 11 and bigger, mm-hmm. Like bigger numbers, then they say, for example, ihda asharata sayyaratan. Is sayyaratan singular or plural?
Sayyaratan, singular.
It's singular again. Mm-hmm. In other words, From 3 to 10, which is lesser quantity,
yeah.
Arabic uses the plural. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then 11 to bigger, mm-hmm. 11 and on, it uses the, which is more quantity, mm-hmm. They use the singular.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds weird. For lesser, they use plural, mm-hmm. And for more, they use singular. The grammar is a little more complex. It's called dynamic. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as I read that, that's the point that he's going to make, that 3 to 10 is actually the Arabic language uses mm-hmm. the plural, and 11 and on, it uses the singular. Mm-hmm. What that did was that in Arabic balagha, in Arabic rhetoric, in Arabic language, sometimes plural means less and singular means more. It's like a word game.
Mm-hmm.
You would think plural should mean more, mm-hmm. And singular should mean
less.
But actually, because of this thing that they have inside their language, mm-hmm. It's flipped. So sometimes the plural actually means less, mm-hmm. And the singular actually means more. Okay, so let's read what he says. أن العرب تستعمل الجمع تمييزا لأقل العدد وهو من ثلاثة إلى عشرة عشرة فإذا زاد على العشرة جاءت بالمفرد. The Arabs use the plural qualifier for lesser numbers, meaning 3 to 10. They use the plural. I just said that 3 to 10 they use the plural,
yeah.
And what goes beyond 10 they use the singular. فَتَقُولْ ثَلَاثَةُ رِجَالِ They say three men, رِجَالِ is plural. أَرْبَعَةُ رِجَالِ رِجَالِ is a broken plural. Four men, عَشَرَةُ رِجَالِ 10 men, plural. فَإِنْ زَادَ عَلَى الْعَشَرَةِ وَصَارَ كَثْرَةً جاءت بالمفرد فتقول 20 رجلا. And if it goes beyond 10 and it's much more in number, then they'll use the singular 20 رجلا, 20. It's not, it doesn't say 20 men. It doesn't say رجال, it says رجل right here. This right here is رجل. Why? This is a tamiz. This is old English too. They say 20 a man, 100 a soldier came. Right? So many a night I have traveled. Right? Instead of many nights. So many a night. So it's actually kind of like that. Okay? So 20 رجل. وَمِئَةُ رَجُلٍ 100 men. وَأَلْفُ رَجُلٍ 1,000 men. Men, men, men. Right? But here, فَالْجَمْعُ يُقِعُونَهُ تَمْيِيزًا لِلْقِلَّةِ وَالْمُفْرَدُ يُقِعُونَهُ تَمْيِيزًا لِلْكَثْرَةِ. So when the tamyiz fire cut happens, okay? So 100 a man, 1,000 a man, that's how they say it. 1,000 a man means 1,000 men, right? They don't say 1,000 men. They say 1,000 a man, okay? So they're he's basically making the point that the singular in Arabic rhetoric is associated with more compared to the plural, okay? وَكَثِيرًا مَا يُقِعُونَ الْمُفْرَدِ الْكَثْرَةِ بِخِلَافِ الْجَمْعِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْوَصْفِ. There's a typo here, so I'll skip the typo. And a lot of times they will put the singular word to tell you something is more where you were expecting the plural of that quality. فالوصف بالمفرد يدل على الكثرة والوصف بالجمع يدل على القلة. So describing something with the singular means more, and describing something with the plural can actually mean less. فقولك أشجار مثمرات يدل على أن عدد الشجرات قليل بخلاف ما لو قلت أشجار مثمرة فإنه يدل على أن الأشجار كثيرة. So let me show you this example. Shajar is a shajarun is a tree. Okay, shajar is a tree. Can you see that, Maria?
Yeah.
Can you see that? Can you see this? Can you see this? How about this?
Yeah.
Is this better? How about this? Isn't that cool? Should I keep going?
No, that's good.
Is this visible? Okay. Are you happy yet? Okay. Shajar is a tree. Yeah. Ashjar means trees. It's the plural. My first question, grammar review, is this a regular plural, feminine plural, broken plural? What kind of plural is ashjar?
Ashjar. So
we know it's plural. Well, if it's masculine plural, it should have una ina.
Ina ina. Oh, so it's feminine.
If it's feminine plural, it should have atun atin. If it has neither of those and it's still plural, it's a
broken plural.
It's a broken plural. Is it human or non-human?
Non-human.
This is not Lord of the Rings. So this is not a human. So this is a non-human broken plural. What did you learn in grammar about non-human broken plurals?
They could be either singular feminine.
So adjective should be what?
Singular feminine.
So it should be singular
feminine,
right? That's what we expect.
Yeah.
And what did you just learn about singular today?
Singular, it could...
What did you just say? What did Dr. Samirai just say about singular?
Singular, they could be multiple.
Singular is more, and plural is
less.
Okay, so watch this. أشجار مثمرات and أشجار مثمرات. Okay. What you learned in grammar class was أشجار, broken plural.
Yes.
So the adjective should be singular feminine. But it's singular feminine. But the Arabs sometimes take this plural and they give it a plural feminine. What did Dr. Samirai just say? The plural means what? More or less?
More.
Plural means more or plural means less, according to Dr. Samirai?
Oh, it means less.
It's opposite, right? So this is less and this is?
More.
So if the Arab says ashjar, muthmirat means fruitful. Okay. Fruitful trees, if you describe them as muthmiratun, it's lesser trees. If you describe them as muthmiratun, it's more trees. That's what he's saying, Okay, so now he says, "Ashjarun muthmiratun," words I wrote, tell you that the number of trees is less. بخلاف ما لو قلت أشجار مثمرة, and if you said use the singular feminine, singular though, that means that the trees are much more. يقعون الضمير المفرد للكثرة, and they also use the singular pronouns, هو, هي, are singular pronouns. They'll use those for more. والضمير الجمع هم هنا أن قولك الرماح تكسرنا يعني الرماح قليلة وذلك لمجيء النون النسوة بخلاف قولك الرماح تكسرت. Let's do this one. رمح is a spear.
A spear. Okay.
رماح is spears. It's a broken plural.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now الرماح made it a مبتدا.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the takassara is like the allama family. Takassara means it broke. Okay, arrimahu is the mubtada. It's a broken plural. It's non-human, so it should be feminine, right? So the khabar should be also singular feminine. So how do I make takassara? Huwa takassara, huwa takassara. How do I make it feminine?
Takassarat.
Yeah, takassarat. But what's the hunna version of takassara? Arrimahu. Excellent job. Takassarna. In this one, I used hiya, which means she. In this one, I use hunna, which is they, feminine plural, they feminine, right? Them ladies.
Yeah.
Rimah is still the spears. The spears, they broke. The spears, they broke. What is Dr. Samurai going to tell us? Which one is more spears?
Here.
Yep. Takassarat is going to be more spears. Takassarna is going to be less spears. Because when you use the same word to describe the same thing, when you use the plural word, you're alluding to less. That's the counterintuitive thing. It's opposite of what you expect. Okay? So he's saying, أَلَا تَرَى أَنَّ قَوْلَكَ الرِّمَاحُ تَكَسَّرْنَا. تَكَسَّرْنَا, which is the plural. يعني أن الرِّمَاح قليلة, means that the spears are, what is قليلة going to mean, more or less? Look at تَكَسَّرْنَا.
قليلة?
Doesn't matter if you don't know the word. Look at تَكَسَّرْنَا. Is it more or less تَكَسَّرْنَا?
That's like really far.
Takassarna, yeah, it's very far. Here, takassarna, look.
Oh, takassarna, that's going to be less.
Yep, qalila is less. وَذَلِكَ لِمَجِئِ نُونِ النِّسْوَى. That's because the noon was used, takassarna.
Yeah.
The noon of feminine. بِخِلَافِ قَوْلِكَ, as opposed to you saying, الرِّمَاحُ تَكَسَّرَتْ. تَكَسَّرَتْ, just hear it. Is that going to be more or less?
More.
فَإِنَّهَا تَعْنِي أَنَّ الرِّمَاحُ كَثِيرًا. That means that the spears are more. والنون في الأصل للجمع والتاء للمثنى. And noon essentially is for the plural and ta is for the singular. You already know that from your past tense conjugations. Okay, now look at what Allah does. This is going to be where the fun begins. ألا ترى في قوله تعالى. Do you not see in the word of Allah تعالى. إن عدة الشهور. You guys can see my screen there because the monitor is far away from you. إن عدة الشهور count of the months as far as Allah is concerned. إثنا عشر شهرا is 12 months. So the fact that we have 12 months in a calendar is not just something human beings devised. Allah is essentially alluding to the fact that He inspired us to have that. That there should be 12 months in the year. In في كتاب الله, in the book of Allah. يوم خلق السماوات والأرض, since the day He created the skies and the earth. منها أربعة حرم. From those 12 months, there are four that are sacred. Four أربعة حرم is like موصوف صفة. Four sacred ones. ذلك الدين القيم. That is the established religion. فلا تظلموا فيهن. Don't do any wrongdoing during those sacred months. أنفسكم. Don't do any wrong to yourselves in those sacred months. Like we're in a sacred month right now, for example, right? So now, Allah says that this, how many months are sacred?
Four.
No, and how many months are there in the year?
12.
Okay. So love, before we, let's just apply what Dr. Simon Rai just said to us about plural and less.
Yeah.
What do you remember? 3 to 10. Mm-hmm. Do the Arabs use, because that's lesser number, mm-hmm. do the Arabs use plural or do they use singular?
They use
Yep, because it's less, they use plural. Mm-hmm. And more than 10, you expect plural or do you expect singular for the 12 months?
For the 12 months, singular.
Yep. And for the 4 months, do you expect plural or singular?
Plural.
For the 4 months, it's less, right? Unless you go with opposite.
Okay.
Plural.
Yeah.
Right? So now watch. Inna iddata shuhuri indallah. The count of the months as far as Allah is concerned is 12. Mm-hmm. In the book of Allah, the day He created the skies and the earth. Minha, from them. Mm-hmm. What's the word for them here? Minha. What are the two words here, Maria? Minha.
Minha.
Yeah, min is a half of.
Jar.
And ha is a.
Pronoun.
From what word?
Ha, she.
Right, because it's non-human plurals, right? Mm-hmm. Months. Yeah. The she is being used, mm-hmm. and she is for more, right? Mm-hmm. It's for more. And the more tells you that it's more than 10 because it's 12 months. But then right in the same ayah, how many months are sacred? 4 months are sacred. Yeah. Don't commit crimes in those 4 months. Mm-hmm. In them. Don't commit crimes in them. That them, is that going to be hiya? No, it's going to be hinna. Because hunna is plural, right? And plural is being used for less. So immediately Allah switches between the two numbers,
yeah.
right? Because the ha in the ayah was for the 12 and the hinna is for the 4. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَهُمْ. It's pretty geeky, but so cool how the Quran immediately switches. So, كَيْفَ لَمَّا قَالْ إِثْنَ عَشَرَ شَهْرًا مِنْهَا 12 months, مِنْهَا وَأَرْبَعَةٌ 4 فِيهِنَّ فَاسْتِعْمَالُ الْمُفْرَدْ مِنْهَا لِلْكَثْرَةِ وَالْجَمْعِ فِيهِنَّ لِلْقِلَّةِ. So minha was used for more and fihinna was used for less, right? I'll skip this. This is just a, he's like, how awesome is that passage? فَهُوَ جَرَى عَلَى سُنَنِ كَلَامِ الْعَرَبِ فِي التَّعْبِيرِ وَالْقُرْآنِ أُنزِلَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ وَغَيْرُ ذَلِك وَغَيْرُهُ فَأَيُّ إِعْجَازٍ هَذَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ. How awesome is this, people? أَيُّ إِعْجَازٍ هَذَا أَيُّهَا الْعُلَمَاء. Scholars, how amazing is this? أَيُّ إِعْجَازٍ هَذَا أَيُّهَا الْمَفْتُونُونَ بِالْعِلْمِ. People that are, you know, bewildered by knowledge. Isn't this incredible? Mm-hmm. He's just like losing it as he's writing. It's pretty cool. وَمَنْ يَدْرِي مَاذَا سَيَجِدُّ بَعْدُ فِي دِرَاسَةِ الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ. Who knows what new things are going to come out in the study of the Noble Quran? وَمَاذَا سَرَيَ النَّاسِ مِنْ عَجَائِبِهِ. And what people are going to see in the future of its wonders. فَإِنَّ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَا تَنْقَضِي عَجَائِبُهُ وَلَا يَخْلُقُ مِنْ كَفَرَةِ الرَّادِ. That the Prophet ﷺ even said, "There's its wonders will never cease, it never ends." ثم إن القرآن له خصوصيات في استعمال الألفاظ. This is actually something that's really interesting to study in the Quran. Mm-hmm. So Arabs liked having multiple words mm-hmm. for the same thing. Okay, mm-hmm. and they were kind of interchangeable. Like, you know, I could, in English, I could say I'm mad or I'm angry. Mm-hmm. Same thing,
yeah.
right? And you're not going to say it my whole life. If I'm mad at Maryam, I'm just going to use the word mad. Mm-hmm. But if I'm mad at my brother, I'm going to use the word angry. Mm-hmm. I have decided that mad is reserved for Maryam mm-hmm. and angry is reserved for Mustafa. You can't do that because you can't remember. Mm-hmm. In the moment, you're not going to, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You're going to use one or the other. You can't reserve one for one and reserve the other for the other. That's not how language works, mm-hmm. right? I took some time explaining the first one to you, so we'll do this tomorrow, but he's going to show us how in the Quran, 23 years, Allah decided to reserve certain words for certain things mm-hmm. that the Arabs never did. The Arabs would use them one word or the other, but Allah over a 23-year revelation decided some words are reserved for certain ways, others are reserved for some other ways.
Yeah.
And that's, you can't do that unless you own the language. You don't just have mastery of the language, you're good at the language, you own the entire thing. Never does one word go out of place, right? So he keeps using that particular word in that particular way. For example, I'll give you one quick example of it. Matar and ghaith. Mm-hmm. So matar in Arabic is rain. Mm-hmm. And ghaith is also rain. So if it's raining outside, even today the Arab says tumtir, it's, you know, it's raining, mm-hmm. right? And the other alternative word for matar is ghayth. Mm-hmm. What did the Quran do? Over 23 years, every time Allah says that punishment rained down from the sky, mm-hmm. which is negative, He used matar. Mm-hmm. And every time He talked about rain being a blessing, He used ghayth. Even though for Arabs, they're both just rain. They have slightly different connotations, but it's not like one of them is negative, one of them is positive. But Allah is demonstrating something precise about His language. He's not saying matar is a bad word and ghayth is a good word, but He's demonstrating how consistently He is. He speaks in the Quran with this perfection that once He decided that He's in negative context, He's going to use the word matar, He sticks with that. Makki surah, Madani surah, so ayat that are hundreds of, you know, days apart, months apart, years apart. Mm-hmm. How do you remember 5 years ago I used this word for rain in a good context, so I should still use it in a good context. Mm-hmm. And I use that word for rain in a bad context. So keeping in mind that I've spoken like this years ago, I should remain consistent and speak like that even now. That's impossible for us, right? So even this becomes like a mind-blowing feature of the Quran. Like the casual use of words becomes unusually specific, unusually precise. And that's what he's going to comment on, inshallah. I'll dig some more into that with you, which is so, so cool.
It's 20 minutes?
No, I don't know how long that was. It's, I don't keep track of time. 20 minutes. 20 minutes it is. Barakallahu li wa lakum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Guys. Remember, do your best and I'll do the rest. Love you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys. You're great. You're awesome. Everyone's great. Yeah.